Police raid in a Paris suburb. In the hunt for attack mastermind.
Third floor apartment had exploded.
Russia's role in the fight against ISIS.
The Paris bombing has produced a short-term kumbaya with Mr. Putin.
President hits GOP on refugee issue.
Apparently they're scared of widows and orphans.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Police outside Paris storm an apartment hunting for the mastermind of last week's terror attacks. Witnesses describe a noisy, chaotic scene.
We could see shots being fired. We could see the lights of lasers pointed towards us, and there were explosions. We could feel the building shake.
CBS's Elizabeth Palmer has details of the assault from Saint-Denis on the northern edge of the French capital.
With the neighborhood sealed off, SWAT team zeroed in on an apartment. Shortly afterwards, said the prosecutor's office, a woman suicide bomber wearing an explosive vest blew herself. Resident Alexia Desbos was woken by the noise.
And I heard some explosions, and then I opened the door and I heard gunshots, many, many gunshots.
The battle went on for an hour and a half. The mastermind of the Paris attacks himself may have been in the apartment. A police official said Abdelhamid Abaoud, who was initially thought to be in Syria, was now believed to have been hiding out in the building with five heavily armed people. The owner of the apartment was on the street nearby, and he told French reporters he'd been asked by a friend as a favor to lend his place for a few days to people he didn't know.
I was asked to let two people stay at my flat, and I just helped out.
He's since been arrested.
Well, seven people are under arrest, two are dead. It's not clear if the attack mastermind is included in that toll. Some police officers were hurt. In the wake of all this, French President Hollande said again France is at war with ISIS. The renewed air assault against ISIS in the Syria stronghold of Raqqa over the past few days has killed 33 members of the group, according to an activist organization in the country. CBS's Margaret Brennan is in the Philippines with President Obama. Leaders meeting there are trying to forge a common strategy against ISIS.
Here in Manila today, the Russian prime minister said the best way to combat ISIS is to unite with the West. And President Obama seemed to agree, but he said there's one catch. First, Russia has to help end the Syrian war.
That obviously opens up more opportunities for coordination with respect to ISIL.
Now, the coalition needs to coordinate intelligence to track and target ISIS leaders, and that may increase after the French president visits both Moscow and Washington next week.
In Manila, President Obama called out Republicans in Congress and state houses around the country for vowing to put up roadblocks for Syrian war refugees looking to relocate to the U.S.
They've been playing on fear in order to try to score political points or to advance their campaigns. And it's irresponsible. And it's contrary to who we are. And it needs to stop because the world is watching.
CBS's Stephen Portnoy has the latest from Capitol Hill.
The administration says refugees already face heavy scrutiny, with the average wait lasting 18 to 24 months. But Republicans question how officials can dig into a refugee's background with no records to check. A House bill expected to come up for a vote tomorrow would pause resettlements until Homeland Security, the FBI, and the intelligence community can certify that refugees won't pose a threat. House Homeland Security Chair Michael McCaul.
We're a compassionate nation. On the other hand, I want to make sure it's done responsibly so that we're not putting American lives at risk.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Activists say all the talk about potentially dangerous Syrian refugees in the U.S. has helped fuel threats and vandalism at a number of mosques in several states. A soccer match in Hanover, Germany was canceled yesterday and fans sent home because of what was called a serious bomb threat. And in this country, CBS's Heather Bosch tells us.
Two Air France flights traveling from the U.S. to Paris were diverted last night after anonymous threats.
An announcement was made over the loudspeaker that we would be making an emergency landing.
Keith Russo was on one out of L.A. that took a sharp turn and descended.
And then sure enough, 10 minutes later, we landed in Salt Lake City.
On the ground.
There were fire trucks, police cars outside.
Both that flight and one from the Washington, D.C. area diverted to house. Halifax checked out okay.
Well, back to Paris now. CBS's Vicky Barker has more on a city trying to return to normal.
The Christmas displays are already up in the windows of the Galerie Lafayette, one of the world's oldest department stores, and Charles is among those taking them in. He says the French spirit, that famous joie de vivre, will not be quenched for long by the ISIS killers and their cult of death.
Life is stronger, so the people will go on and go on like before, I think.
President Hollande has urged the French people to continue to work and to play, to refuse to let ISIS disrupt their lives. And that is what many here are determined to do. Vicky Barker, CBS News, Paris.
Parts of Colorado and Kansas are digging out for more than a foot of snow. Strong winds caused damage in the plains and are blamed for at least three deaths in the Pacific Northwest. A tree fell on this woman's home in Washington State.
I'm just thankful that God took care of us because it's a house. You know, it can be replaced.
Tens of thousands in the western part of Washington don't have power. CBS's Paula Reed says there are new indictments in the government's crackdown on the makers of dietary supplements.
The companies are responsible for top-selling workout and weight loss supplements, Jacked and OxyElite Pro. Prosecutors say the companies doctored paperwork and labels to make it appear that the products contained a natural plant extract, when in reality, they contained a stimulant manufactured by a factory in China.
Four of six executives charged in the case are under arrest. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal has dropped out of the Republican race for president. Barely registering in the polls, Jindal says it's not his time. CBS News political analyst Leonard Steinhorn.
He just wasn't gaining the type of traction he needed to be able to sustain a campaign like this. And ultimately, if you don't start showing progress, your funding dries up, your support dries up.
Jindal never made it to the main stage in the Republican debates. Louisiana term limits will force the 44-year-old Jindal out of the governor's office in January. They're gearing up for the big Los Angeles Auto Show, which opens up later this week. WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert is on hand.
Convertibles are big at this show, from a low-end Fiat to a luxury Land Rover. There are also SUVs from Cadillac, Ford, and Mazda. Edmonds analyst Jessica Caldwell says this variety is a reflection of strong sales.
So you can sell everything from a green car to a luxury exotic SUV, and it looks like all of that's going to be at the LA show.
2015 is now on a pace to be a record year for car sales. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Tell me over and over and over.
Eve of Destruction was a big 1960s hit for Barry Maguire. It was written by P.F. Sloan, who's died of cancer at 70. Sloan also wrote Secret Agent Man for Johnny Rivers. That's the World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.